Chancellor unwary, it's highly necessary your tongue to teach, respectful speech, your attitude to vary, your burdener so airy, your manner arbitrary, or out of place when face to face with an influential fairy.
A plague on this fakery, I'm in a nice quandary of hasty tone with dames unknown. I ought to be more chary. It seems that she's a fairy from Anderson's library, and I took her for the proprietor of a lady's seminary.
We took her for the proprietor of a lady's seminary.
When next your houses do assemble, you may tremble. Our wrath, when gentlemen offend us, is tremendous. Take down our sentence as we speak it, and he shall read it. Henceforth, strength and cast away crooks and pipes and ribbons so gay, flocks and herds that bleat and low, into Parliament you shall go.
Into Parliament he shall go, backed by her supreme authority, he'll command a large majority. Into Parliament, Parliament, Parliament he shall go, into Parliament he shall go.
Into Parliament, Parliament, Parliament he shall go, into Parliament he shall go.
In the parliamentary hive, liberal or conservative, Whig or Tory, I don't know, but into Parliament you shall go.
Into Parliament he shall go, backed by the supreme authority, he'll command a large majority. Into Parliament, PA Parliament,
PA Parliament,
he shall go, into Parliament he shall go.
Into Parliament, Parliament, Parliament,
Parliament, he shall go, into Parliament.
Every bill and every measure that may gratify his pleasure, though your fury it arouses, shall be passed by both your houses. You shall sit, if he sees reason, through the grouse and salmon season. He shall end the cherished rights you enjoyed on Friday nights. He shall prick that annual blister, marriage with deceased wife's sister.
No.
Title shall ennoble then all the common council.
No.
Peers shall teem in Christendom, and a duke's exalted station be attainable by competitive examination.